Welcome to Tracy's podcast, and we're going to be talking about social media. And you'd be wondering, what are we talking about when I'm talking about social media? Well, I'm going to be talking about it in a certain sense, specifically in a negative sense, but it's for mainly to spread awareness to others, to make sure none of them really make a mistake when it comes to social media platforms, from Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all those extra stuff. And what I'm going to be talking about specifically is how it could have an effect on connection with other people, like saying, you with your mom or dad or brother or sister or friends, how that can unfortunately have a negative effect. I do have to keep in mind, though, that these are mainly very extreme cases that unfortunately do happen more often than not. But saying that, there are some things that social media can really do to damper the whole experience when connecting with others, like with people. Which one being making you have a lack of sleep. You may be wondering, how does that really correlate to social media? A lot, actually. You'd be surprised. A lot of teens have actually lost sleep for being on social media for way too long. For being on Twitter, social media, all that. And it's mainly because they're having that interactivity of just being on the internet for way too long and not really limiting themselves to when they should or shouldn't be on it. Which leads them to just to be constantly on it most of the time. Most of the time they're on it. Like, look at me. I usually be on YouTube or Twitter for a lot of the time, and I usually don't know when to stop. It's actually really addictive to just kind of go on social media, talk to some people, listening to your favorite social influencer, and just comment and just do all that, like, share, subscribe, all that different stuff. And it really hits that center pleasure point of your brain of being rewarded of just doing stuff like that, which in turn will make people not really focus on the time, which would lead to people going to sleep at, say, 2:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the morning, not getting a lot of sleep. And this can lead to people being very tired and not being able to have enough energy to just interact with others. There, that interactivity in the real world to really get to knowing a lot of people from your family. From your family to friends, and just anyone that you're close with, making it so you're too tired to really talk to anyone, or really not being able, or not really wanting to talk to anyone, making you less connected or less connected to the reality. And another thing I want to talk about is how social media can easily make unrealistic standards for people and people in general, which makes them self-conscious about themselves, which would unfortunately make them not want to really talk to others or to really want to show themselves, the true selves, not in the sense of, oh, I have this one flaw, I don't want to show it to you, so I'm going to try to be on social media and show this perfect version of myself, which is not a good, healthy way to kind of view yourself. You are you, and you should try to show the real you. But because social media have this unrealistic standards of perfection, or the idea of perfection of looking pretty, having nice hair, being very organized, being healthy, thin, this sets a standard for people to not really want to show themselves to others. This would lead to them shutting down or not wanting to show their hints of what do you call it? Hints of I forgot. Of being incomplete, I should say, or flaws, that's the word. Flaws that would make them think other people wouldn't like them, which in turn makes them not want to really talk to anyone. And this could lead to another thing, and this is the saddest part, harassment online. Harassment is a big thing on the internet. You could say it's not that big of a deal since you don't see it, but it just because you can't see it does not mean it's not happening. Harassment is going on a lot more since the early days of the late 90s or and really going at it in the early 20s to now, mainly because of these platforms making people say or talk or do whatever they want with no regard of anyone else's feelings or thoughts, and only take their own opinions to account and every other they consider to be non-essential or not to consider. And this makes people not want to see others as equals. This makes them want to see them as higher up or superior, which drives people away, which has that sense of connection of lost. And this kind of goes back to the whole connection of others and lacking of empathy or sympathy or any real positive human emotion. But you could say, let's just say a counter argument, say social media has brought you closer with your friends by just the idea of talking to each other on a daily basis without actually having to drive over there or having to get over there at foot. Or the idea that long distances relationships could work way better because you can still stay in contact with each other. But the thing is, nothing is going to truly replace human connection face to face. Nothing's gonna change that because it's like writing a letter. It's much more authentic and more of you when you're writing a letter than just sending a message. Sure, it's more easy and convenient to send a message, but it's not truly you if it's just you guys just talking to each other. Being able to connect with others in a real setting and a real face-to-face connection makes it all the more better. Social media is not a supplement or a substitute. And we always have to keep that in mind if we really want to keep connected. This is Tracy Podcast signing out.